Good morning, and welcome to the Mental Breakdown Morning Show. I'm Dr. Bernie Wilkinson.
I'm Dr. Richard Marshall.
You had to think about that one first.
It was a little for bit of a pause.
It's Friday, January 6th, 2017. That's right. This is Dr. Marshall's doppelganger. He's hanging out with us
you
today.
You know about doppelganger?
What? Drew Barrymore did a movie called Doppelganger, so of course I know
she
what
did?
Doppelgangers are. Yeah, this is before your time. Okay. So today's acronym is TGIF.
Okay. Now this one I know.
You know this one?
I know this
What
one.
Is it?
Thank goodness it's Friday.
And thank goodness it is. So yes, today is Friday. We're doing TGIF because TGIF is that's an acronym that I think everyone knows.
Right.
I mean, goodness, there's
I knew that one.
That's well, if you know, everybody knows.
That's two out of five that I knew.
That's right. And I think there's even restaurants named
TGIF.
Yeah. So I think they changed it to Fridays for the most part. But
Yeah.
But TGIF, I think that TGIF gives us two lessons. One lesson that is to think about and to focus on time to refresh and rejuvenate and recoup mm-hmm. all those things that we want to do.
Right.
So looking forward to those opportunities. And the other is a little bit of a warning that it reminds us. And that is, well, we'll just start with that one. How does that sound?
The warning?
We'll start with the warning.
Okay.
So TGIF is a warning. Mm-hmm. All right? And so let's move on to the next. No, I'm just joking. that was a little fast.
It's.
I've had a few cups of coffee. So TGIF is first a warning, I think, because we hear people saying, gosh, I can't wait till Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Starting Sunday evening. You know, as they're getting ready for work on Monday morning, certainly by Monday morning you start hearing wishes and dreams and hopes.
Can't wait until Friday.
For Friday. Mm-hmm. And what that does is that, and it's going to be strange for us to talk about this because we often talk about, you know, being mindful of the future and goals and things that we're trying to do. But mm-hmm. what we do have to be cautious of and balance, find a way to balance is we don't want to wish our life away.
Exactly.
You don't want to start wishing for Friday on Monday mm-hmm. such that you don't live for Monday. You don't experience anything on Monday that mm-hmm. could be a great experience. You're going to miss out on opportunities because if all you're thinking about is Friday, oh my gosh, I just got to get through these mm-hmm. next 4 days, and then it's Friday again, thank goodness.
Yeah.
You end up missing out on things.
Right. So
TGIF is the warning that yeah, we want to be thankful and look forward to the Friday for the good stuff. But we also want to make sure that we don't wish our life away and that we don't anticipate Friday so much that we miss out today.
Yeah, I think people need to be cautious that there's five work days or 5 weekdays, only 2 weekend dates.
Right.
So if you're a student or you're a worker or you're a parent, if you hate those 5 days and can't wait and to have these two,
right.
you're wishing your life away.
Right.
And again, you don't have time to do that.
Right.
You know, there isn't sufficient time. So if you find yourself hating 5 days and looking forward to 2 days, it may be time to make a larger change in your life.
Right.
Because you're wishing, you're not living the life that you want to live.
Right. Yeah, this is a slight tangent, but it's related to what you were just saying. I was listening to a podcast recently, and they were talking about some of that exact perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, if you hate what you're doing at work,
right.
why are you doing that?
Why? Right, it's time for a change.
Change what you're doing. So now, again, realistically,
right.
maybe you have to keep this job because of the benefits or because of
right.
The pay, because you know we need to be paid and all that mm-hmm. kind of stuff.
Or that's, you're close to retirement.
Right.
You know, there are people who have 2 more years. Hang in there.
Right.
You know, it'll be worth it. But if you're young.
Right. But even if you're in a situation where you're doing it because you have no other choice.
Right.
You have to find some other things to be doing that makes
right.
those days worthy. You know, you can't.
Right.
You can't live, you know, 5/7 of your life
right.
with the idea that life sucks. You have to
yeah.
have something to look forward to, whether it's something that you're doing in the evening that you really enjoy, something that you do first thing in the morning that gets you out of bed. You have to find something that gets you energized and mobilized.
Right.
Because it will not, you will not be able to sustain that in a psychologically healthy, mentally healthy manner.
You and I had a job one time. We had to work 10-hour day. We had to work 10 hours a day, 4 days a week.
Right.
Okay. And that, I didn't like that schedule. Mm-hmm. It threw off my rhythms, and most of us had a hard, we appreciated having 3 days
right
at the end of the week. But getting through those 10-hour days was difficult. It's not difficult now, but right, it was difficult then. But you had to build things into the day.
Right.
You had to look at each day and say, okay, how can I make each day better? I can't mm-hmm. do anything about the 10 hours. But there were things that we could do
right
during that 10-hour period that would make the day more enjoyable. Not necessarily go faster.
Right.
That wasn't the goal.
Right.
The goal was, I don't want to hate 4 days out of seven. I
right
don't want to hate 5 days out of seven.
Right.
Okay. If you hate it that much, you might want to consider a change.
Right.
And if you can't change, you may want to look at each day and say, what can I do in this day
right
to make this day better?
Right. And if you can't change, or you don't see yourself being able to change, at least immediately, mm-hmm. what can you do to begin the change
right
today?
That's
like
right.
What if you're not going to be able to change for a year, that's fine. But what can you do over the course of this year to begin that process so that
right
it, within a year, you're able to make the change?
That's right.
You can't stay stagnant and hate everything that's going on with that aspect of your life and hope blindly that one day things will change.
That's
you,
right.
You have some ability to control that.
You can't hate 5 out of 7 days and expect to be happy.
Right.
I mean, it's just not possible.
Right.
So if we want to return to some sense of feeling good about mm-hmm. ourselves, then we have to do something about those 5 days. So
right
in that regard, TGIF is a good warning. If,
right,
if you're really feeling that, you have to give this some thought.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Now let's shift to the more positive side.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, you know, thank goodness it's Friday. Yes,
I made
because
it.
you made it, but also this is the cue that, okay, this is a time to begin those three R's that we often talk
right
about: refresh, recoup, and rejuvenate.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You want to begin that process of getting yourself reset. Use the weekend as some downtime, as some time to reconnect with your family members,
mm-hmm.
to refresh all of your emotional and physical energy,
mm-hmm.
and begin to recoup and be prepared for the next week.
Right. And instead of saying, oh, it's the weekend, I get to indulge,
right,
whether it's a diet or
mm-hmm.
whatever it is, oh, it's good, I don't have to act. No, this is a time to do a little bit more,
right,
redouble that effort that you've been working at all week long.
Right.
You know, this is the time to do that. Yeah, relax a little, but really a much better use of your time would be to rejuvenate,
right,
reinvigorate your determination and your motivation over the weekend.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So TGIF is that reminder that, you know, here's the weekend, you know, use it well.
I get to do some things.
Use it wisely.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. And use it for things that you just don't have the opportunity
mm-hmm.
to do during the week.
Yeah, I get to be with my kids. I
right
get to do some cooking. I get to go out and do some things.
Right.
It should be a positive.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it does have sort of that same
mm-hmm.
Yin and yang sides to it.
Right.
There's the positive side, but also the warning or,
mm-hmm.
or being mindful
yep
side. But use it for all that it's worth. You know, take it, embrace it. And if you find yourself on Monday morning thinking, oh my gosh, I wish that it was
mm-hmm.
Friday already, take that as a cue that, okay, so what is it about what's happening that's making me wish that it was already, that these next 4 days
right
didn't exist?
Yes. Yeah.
Because
yeah
that's an issue, that's a problem.
Right.
But when you do arrive at Friday, you know, embrace it and
mm-hmm.
take that on as the opportunity to reset yourself and get yourself
right
back to a good, stable position so that you can start out the next week positively.
Mm-hmm. Live, yes, enjoy that day.
Yeah, so, mm-hmm. all right. Well, enjoy your Friday.
Yeah.
TGIF. And then...
I think of, thank goodness it's Friday. And after a certain age, you appreciate each day.
That's right.
Somebody asked Ronald Reagan how it felt to be 80, and he said it was better than the alternative.
That's true.
So
that's true.
Yeah, I got to Friday. That has a whole new meaning after a certain age.
Oh my. Okay, so we will be back next week for another week of shows.
First week and of topics. January is gone already.
Already. Damn. So it'll hey, look, you know what?
Yeah, but there's so much to do.
There is. There's a lot to do. 2017 is going to be a great year.
It should be.
We have
be.
A lot. We have it a lot planned be. For this year. Mm-hmm. So definitely stay tuned.
I'm looking forward to this year.
Stay tuned and make sure that you're subscribed to both of our YouTube channels and to our podcast and everything, because we do have a lot coming up. We're working on that lecture series on personality disorders that will be up on the Paideia, the Paideia YouTube channel. Hopefully we'll be getting that up sometime this month. We're hoping it's going to be, it's quite a, if we end up being able to do it the way we want to do it, it's going to be quite a task, but yeah. We're really excited about it. Mm-hmm. And the same with, you know, lots of other things. We have lots of other lectures and workshops and things like that planned. So it's going to be a big year this year.
Good year and exciting year.
So stay tuned. Stay connected with us. Let us know what you'd like to hear, and we will be sure to get that out and give you what information we have, at least. Mm-hmm. And at least our perspective of it.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. Enjoy your Friday. Enjoy your weekend. And we will see you Monday morning.
See you Monday.
Bye-bye.